Day 29, Morning. Windows into God's Heart. The Scriptures connect God's attributes to the beautiful majesty of creation. Paul elaborated upon this inspired natural theology to the Romans. He wrote, "Since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made." Romans 1:20a. In our previous meditation, we considered the beauty and transcendent nature of the sky. Consider, the whole earth is surrounded by it. The heavens, without a sound, shout about God's loving kindness. No matter what goes on in the earth, this intervening love surrounds and transcends all He made, each interaction, all that is righteous, and all that goes wrong. Try this. When you see the heavens, think window. What has He revealed about Himself? What is on display through nature? I encouraged you to look up. When you do, you're not just seeing the sky, you're seeing a window into God's heart. We've considered the beauty of the sky to be a revelation of the glory of God's loving kindness. What else do the heavens reveal? They unveil something similar to the pavement of God's courts. Let's briefly examine a few verses from Psalm 89. "The heavens will praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness also in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies is comparable to the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty is like the Lord, a God greatly feared in the council of the holy ones and awesome above all those who are around him?" Psalm 89:5-7. In this psalm, the phrase heavens is another way of describing the assembly of the holy ones. The actual sky is used in this psalm as a representation of multiplied myriads of angelic lovers of the Creator. This priesthood partakes of the privilege of sharing aspects of God's governance among nature and the nations. The heavens represent the realm of God's holy counsel. When you look up, you're seeing the loving governance of God and His delegated authorities. He is the Lord of hosts. Where else might we look for a revelation of God's characteristics through creation? How about this? We are all aware of the gap between the ground and the heavens. That distance was beyond anything humans could reach. Let's quickly reflect upon Psalm 108:4-5 and Psalm 36:5-6. "For your loving kindness, chesed, is great above the heavens, and your truth reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and your glory above all the earth." Once again, God's loving kindness is extolled. In Psalm 108, it is higher than the heavens. Humanity is called to imagine something more beautiful and transcendent than the sky. The immense area between earth and heaven represents His truth, or His reliable faithfulness. Like the sky, this space also surrounds the earth. To the spiritually enlivened imagination, the gap also reveals His loving kindness. Psalm 36:5-6, "Your loving kindness, chesed, O Lord, extends to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Your righteousness is like the mountains of God. Your judgments are like a great deep. O Lord, you preserve man and beast." The mountains. Those who have seen them in the distance or stood at their base marvel at their majesty. His loving integrity revealed in his relationships are high above us, and his standards are immovable. From the top of a mountain, one's perspective changes. Things below seem so small, and the view is vast. God is a big picture God. He sees the whole thing, yet nothing escapes his attention. There is where his righteous perspective is formed. Let's now go in the opposite direction, from way above the world to way below sea level. Imagine the ocean's depths. That's how deep his judgments are. His deep decrees are determined from the heights of his holy perspective. On the surface of the seas, it may seem chaotic. Way beneath the chaos is the place where the waters rest. It's called a seabed. That's how deep his judgments are. You can't get any deeper. In Psalm 36, verse 6, his judgments are that which preserves our lives by providing an unshakable, deep foundation for the order of creation. Look up. There's the sky. In the distance, there are the mountains. At the seashore, we can imagine the ocean floor. These things reveal the glory of God's governance and his loving kindness, faithfulness, righteousness, and preserving judgments. We are surrounded by revelation. Try it out. Start by looking at the sky. What are you really seeing?
Thank you for listening to Love and More with David Harwood. David is the pastor of Restoration Fellowship in Glen Cove, New York, and the author of several books, including God's True Love, For the Sake of the Fathers, and his latest, Growing in Love with God. You can find all of these books with links to purchase them on loveofgodproject.org. God's True Love is also available on Audible, and the others will be following shortly. Thank you, and please help us out by sharing this podcast with your loved ones.